Chapter 9. Goodbye, my beloved. Robert had just returned from a business trip in San Antonio. Victoria usually went with him. However, this particular time she had stayed home with her boys.
I'll only be gone 2 days, Victoria. I'll be home before you know it.
As Victoria watched the train pull out of the station, a strange fear overcame her. The next 2 nights, Victoria hardly slept. She tried not to let the boys see her worry, but Maria sensed her concern. I do not know what is wrong with me, Maria. I know he will be home tomorrow. When Victoria saw Robert at the train station, he could hardly walk. He was barely able to speak.
Take me home, Victoria. I'm sick.
For 3 long days, Victoria never left his side. She read to him, put cold rags on his head, and held his hand while singing and reminiscing of their times in Chicago. Victoria talked about the Rose Room and how Mosella used to tease her days before she knew Robert was coming for a visit. She remembered Mosella saying,
"Your cowboy is coming, Miss Victoria. The Texas cowboy is coming to see his favorite pearl."
Robert went to heaven on a Sunday afternoon. Victoria could not understand how the beautiful spring waters were still singing their song. The West Texas breeze had not stopped gently blowing through the leaves, and the cattle were peacefully grazing in the pasture. For Victoria, life had completely stopped and had transformed into a strange, dark silence. She had lost the love of her life, and she felt like her heart was going to burst with pain. Robert was 55 years old when he passed, and Victoria was angry at God. How could this possibly be? A week ago they were making love, laughing, and making plans for the boys. What would she do now that her precious Robert was gone? As Victoria prepared to bury her beloved Robert in the family plot beside the springs, she thought of the day she had arrived in San Angelo and how happy they had been. Today was the saddest day of her life. The ranch hands prepared a place in the family plot not too far from the springs. David and Michael, both 14 years old, were sullen and found comfort in each other's company the way they always had when they were upset. Victoria refused to wear black. To her, Robert was still alive in her heart. She put on a lovely lavender frock and pulled up her hair the way Robert liked it. Victoria was sitting on her bed, putting on her white gloves, when Maria knocked at her bedroom door.
"There is somebody here to see you, Senora."
"I can't see anyone right now. Please send them away." Victoria heard a familiar voice begin singing like a rescue ship in the night. It was the only voice that could ever penetrate her darkest moments.
"What do you mean, send them away? I've come all the way from New Orleans to see my girl, and I ain't going nowhere."
"Mosella, oh Mosella, he's gone. My cowboy is gone." Mosella sat beside her on the bed and put her arm around her.
"I know, baby girl. Mosella is here. I know.
Victoria sobbed a comforting release. While Mosella rocked her in her arms.
Mr. Robert will be watching you from heaven now, Missy. He was a good man, and you know he's dancing with the angels.
But I want him here with me, Mosella. I want him here with me.
Let it go, honey. Let it go.
When she finally calmed down, Victoria looked at her friend with curiosity. How did you find out, Mosella? Maria was standing at the door.
I call her, Senora.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much. Victoria had never known this kind of pain. Her heart was broken in the passing of her beloved Robert. Although she loved her boys, when she was at the ranch, everywhere she looked reminded her of her cowboy. With Robert, the ranch was heaven on earth. Now it was a picturesque, gigantic grave with all of her dreams buried beneath the land. Victoria invited Mosella to stay on the ranch. She had been her rock in Chicago, and her loving friendship brought both comfort and peace to Victoria's immense grief. For the next several months, Victoria spent several hours a day sitting by Robert's grave. The flow of the cascading fresh spring waters on the ranch brought her peace and cleansed the grief from her soul. Sometimes she burst into tears. Some days she barely said anything at all. Finally, one morning, Victoria woke up with an attitude of renewal and strength. She washed up, dressed herself, looked in the mirror, and declared, "Enough." Victoria Pearl walked downstairs and into the kitchen where Mosella and Maria were drinking coffee and fixing breakfast. "Get yourself ready and pack an overnight bag, Mosella. You and I are going to San Angelo." Maria prepared a lunch for Mosella and Victoria, and together they went to the Menard train station and embarked on the train to San Angelo. Although the last few years the city had experienced some hard financial times, recently life had gotten better for the people of San Angelo. West Texas was overcoming the financial setbacks from the drought, and people throughout America were healing from the pains of war. The train ride took them through Brady and Brownwood. When they pulled into the Santa Fe station at 4th Street and Chadburn in San Angelo, memories of her first day in Texas passed through her mind gently, like old friends. She remembered the excitement of her new life with Robert, as well as the anticipation of a world she had never known. As the train pulled into the station, she remembered Robert's smile as she waved to him from the train car. The vision was forever etched in her mind, and Victoria felt nostalgic, melancholy, and grateful, all at the same time. As they disembarked, Victoria began telling Mosella the story of her first days in Texas. "This is where Robert picked me up the day I moved here from Chicago. This is where he was standing when I first saw him." Mosella nodded her head and smiled with every detail Victoria shared. Finally, she stopped and looked at her friend, then started to cry.
"We were so happy, Mo. So very happy."
Victoria quickly pulled out a handkerchief and dried her tears.
"I want you to know,
I have decided to focus on the love, Mosella. I only want to think of the love and not the loss. I am so thankful for the time Robert and I had together. Not everyone has the opportunity to experience a love like we had in their entire lifetime. Victoria hired a cab for a couple of hours and took Mozella on a personal tour of the city. From the train station, they drove by Fort Concho. Mo, I know you have heard of the Buffalo Soldiers. You know, the black soldiers who enlisted in the army after the Civil War. This was one of their main posts. It was built to protect settlers and travelers from the Comanche. From there, they went to the St. Angeles Hotel, where they walked inside for a moment. Victoria looked at the reception desk where she and Robert checked in many a night when he had business in town. This is where we spent our first night as man and wife. We were so in love. Next, Victoria told the cab driver to drive them to the Justice of the Peace. Victoria stepped out of the car and smiled. And this is where we got married. I don't remember who the witnesses were or even their names. Mozella patiently watched as her friend reminisced, the way good friends do. Let's go down by the Concho River. I want to show you one more place. Upon Victoria's instructions, the driver took the two ladies to the place on the river where Robert first presented his new bride with her wedding gift. On the lot stood an imposing three-story mansion with a stately view of the Concho River. This is where Robert brought me on our wedding day. Then it was a big open space. He told me he was going to build me a house here because he was afraid I would be bored living as a rancher's wife. I could have lived in the middle of the Sahara Desert with that man, and it would have been the most glorious place on earth. He was my happiness, Mozella. And now he's gone. Mozella looked at the impressive mansion.
It is truly a magnificent house, Miss Victoria.
Victoria pointed to a sign in the window. Look, Mozella, the house is for sale. Apparently, the family who had built the house had fallen on hard times and was anxious to sell. What do you think, Mozella? Think we can make some money here?
It's as good a place as any. You always did like making money.
The boys can take care of the ranch. They have plenty of help, and their father taught them well. That was Robert's plan all along. He was always telling the boys the ranch would be theirs one day. You are right, Mozella. I do like making money. I will do it with class, just like the Everlay sisters.
Here in San Angelo?
Yes. San Angelo is close enough to the ranch where I can go home when I feel the urge. The economy has been picking up the last few years, and San Angelo is still the wool capital of the world. You know, San Angelo at one time was known as the Naughty City. As long as there are men with money who are willing to pay for a woman to be nice to them, I believe we can do well. It is all a matter of supply and demand.
You learn from the best.
I do like San Angelo. It is an interesting place. The people who live here are the friendliest I have ever known. Much different from Chicago. Are you in, Mo?
It is as good a place as any, Miss Victoria.
The name is Pearl, Mozella. We shall call our new business Miss Pearl's Parlor, the prettiest girls in San Angelo. As the great philosopher Plato once said, the god of love lives in a state of need. If they need it, we will have it.
Yes, ma'am. Ruth 4. He will bring you a new life and support you in your old age.
That afternoon, Victoria bought herself a mansion overlooking the Concho River in San Angelo, Texas, for a ridiculously low price. The for sale sign that was in the window was gone, And once again in her life, Victoria Pearl was on the threshold of a new adventure.